with. Are you serious? Pork chop, you're so clutch.
Well, yeah. This is smarter than a fifth grader song, so I had to change it to fourth grader.
Okay, nice. So, Mackenzie, you've got a
fourth.
Okay, just to make sure we kept it going.
Our budget is really.
We had to pay pork chop
astounding
in,
here, right?
In lunch coupons. Okay, now you have a daughter, Lulu, and she's in fourth grade.
She is awesome. I'll tell you what, being a mom is the best thing ever. Being a parent in general. And my little Lucy is incredible. She is in fourth grade. She's nine. And so we thought it'd be fun to see if Joe is smarter than a fourth grader. Okay.
I think everybody on the show would say no, but you don't know me that well, Mackenzie, so I appreciate your optimism.
Okay, you want to do this? I'm going to ask you first, Joe.
Okay.
I'll ask you these questions, and we'll compare them to Lulu's answers.
All right, you're going down, Lulu.
Okay, question number one for Joe. Which of the oceans is the largest?
I'm going to go with my first guess, and I'll say the West Coast Ocean, which is the Pacific. Pacific Ocean is the largest.
Now, we'll ask Lucy the same question.
The Atlantic?
Okay, differing guesses here.
The correct answer is the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah! What was that, Lulu?
The Atlantic?
No! Not today!
Her voice is so cute.
She is so cute. Sorry, Joe, I shouldn't be picking on a fourth grader.
I'm like, back off, Joe.
But I feel good about myself. Okay.
Okay, one for Joe. Next question, Joe.
Yes.
What is 4 times 5?
Oh, my gosh. 20. That is so easy. It's 20. Yeah, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20. 20. It's 20. Final answer, 20.
Lucy, 4 times 5? What was
20.
That?
Okay.
All right, we got two correct answers.
Okay. Joe, what state of matter is ice?
Ooh, ice is, that's not a gas, and it's not a liquid. It's pretty solid unless it's melting. I'm going to go with solid for my answer.
Lucy?
A solid.
Oh, okay. Okay, you want to come back and make a little game right now?
Joe, you have a lead by one.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. What is the force that pulls two objects toward each other? Joseph?
Well, one might say the law of attraction. Some might call that gravity. What's the law that brings two forces together?
Love.
Yeah, love. Is love an answer? Is that an option?
That's so romantic. Final answer.
Oh, you know what? No, it's magnets. It's magnetism. I'm going to go with magnetism. That's my answer.
Lucy?
Gravity.
Lucy is correct.
What?
It is gravity.
No, magnets, like they push and pull opposites together.
Yeah, that's gravity.
That is right. Gravity.
Gravity.
Okay, neck and neck, 3-3. Can you name, Joe, a branch of the government?
Yeah. We got the president. President.
No, okay.
What? What do you mean? What are you trying to say? Is it not president?
I didn't. Nothing.
Yeah, I'll go with president. That's like one of the head people.
Okay, Lucy?
Gravity.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're just trying to mess her up.
What did you say, Lucy?
Executive.
That is correct.
Oh. Yeah.
Lucy takes the lead.
What do you mean? I said president.
Executive, judicial, legislative.
Oh,
These are branches of government.
It's the same thing.
Sorry,
okay.
Joe.
Okay, sorry, Joe. We'll do one more for fun.
Okay.
Joseph,
yes.
Give me an example of an onomatopoeia.
Can you say that on the radio?
Onomatopoeia.
We just got in trouble for this.
Give me an example.
What? What is that? Give you an example of an onomatopoeia?
Yes.
An ana, amana, I don't know.
Lucy, do you know what that is?
A what?
An onomatopoeia.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me neither, Luce.
Pork chop, do you know what an onomatopoeia is?
Yes.
What?
It's like noises that they're spelled the way they sound.
Like moo or a bee. Bzzz. That is an onomatopoeia. Yes. So I'm happy to say Lulu takes this one 4-3 over Joe. So Joe, you are not smarter than a fourth grader. That's not breaking news. It's pretty predictable,
actually.
Well,
that crushes my soul. And I think a lot of people will chime in that presidential was definitely a reasonable answer.
Branch of the government?
Fourth.
No. The answer's no.
Well, I'm going to study. Tell Lulu we're going to have a test again sometime soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Teacher Mackenzie.
Yes.
We appreciate you.